More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Catherine Nero from Good Morning Tri-State here to the Big Dave Show on B105. To fill in for Chelsea here in just a couple of minutes on the College of Hollywood Knowledge, how you feeling?
She's like the super professor of this stuff.
So. I tell you.
Yeah, but this is your job. Do news for a living.
But this isn't exactly news, as you well know.
Okay.
It's a little off.
By the way, today's a special themed one, too.
Oh, no.
You didn't hear about it. I told people that yesterday. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But we do have a phone hack on demand open right now, and we're going to let Catherine Nero from Channel 9 pick her favorite Big Dave phone hack right now, and we are going to play that for you right now, Catherine.
All right, so I want to pick the one where Vlad is looking for a job.
The guy that sounds like a vampire at the blood bank.
At the blood bank, yes.
That is one of my favorites. All right, it's a classic. It's a phone hack on demand for Catherine Nero. Here we go. Karen wrote in and said we should definitely do a Halloween-themed phone hack on her friend Sarah, who works for a temp agency. So I'm going to call up and kind of talk like a vampire and see if I can get a job at a blood bank.
Good morning, this is Sarah, agency.
Yes. I would like to inquire about getting some temporary work.
Okay, that sounds great. Do you have just a few moments?
Yes.
Can I get your first name, please?
Vlad.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Vlad.
Vlad.
Okay. V as in Victor, L-A-D.
That's interesting. What's your last name?
Smith.
What was that?
Smith.
Smith, okay. Now, that's a pretty interesting accent you have, Vlad. Where are you from?
Cheviot.
Okay, Vlad. Okay, Vlad, what kind of work are you looking for?
Preferably something third shift.
Third shift, okay, the night shift.
The night shift, yes. I work much better at night.
Okay, you know what, Vlad, is there a...
It's Vlad.
Do you have any... Vlad.
No, Vlad.
Sorry. Okay, so Vlad...
Vlad.
Is there any certain type of work that you're looking for?
Something at the Hawksworth Blood Center, or perhaps Red Cross.
Okay, I have to ask, is this serious? Are you serious?
Do you have any openings in Batesville where they make all the coffee?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah?
Yeah.
This is the Big Dave Show. It's a Big Dave phone hack. I think you figured that out. You sniffed something out. You knew something was up. There's no way. It's a special Halloween phone hack. Your friend Karen gave us your number and wanted us to call you and mess with you.
Yeah. Only she would do something like this. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But I guarantee you, in your profession, that's not the weirdest call you've had this week, is it?
Probably not. Oh, no. You're right.
Well, happy Halloween, Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for not hanging up, at least, on us, too.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
In a recent poll, 48% of adults say you should wait till the age of 25 to do this.
Stat, what'd you say?
I was thinking getting married. Yeah. Wait till 25 to get married, and that's not it.
I couldn't think of it, and I thought, well, maybe get a tattoo.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that not it, though, either?
That's not it, no.
749-B105, what do you think it is?
Buy your first house.
Guess.
That's a great guess. Scarecrow coming through with a good guess this morning.
All right, dude.
Right out of the gate.
I'm finally awake.
Too bad it's a wrong guess.
Right, yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, it's not buy a house. What do you think it is?
Buy a car.
Ah, well, I mean, what are you getting around on until then?
Your parents?
Well, maybe you're leasing a car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That,
yeah. Lease with an option to buy, right?
Yes.
Good guess. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, what do you think it is 48% of adults say you should wait till you're 25 to do?
Wait until you're 25 to have kids?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I waited till I was 55. I had to get that joke out before Chelsea did, you know. But what's your name?
My name's Chrissy.
Chrissy, let's find out the answer together. You ready?
Yes, sir.
And I think this is a smart one. Get a credit card. Wait until you're 25 before you get an actual credit card.
Yeah, that's trouble brewing right there. Chrissy, now, how old are you?
32.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Are you done?
One's 10 and one is 5.
Yeah, you're just give out, aren't you now?
Yeah.
Worn slap out. Yep.
Right.
Well, how old were you when you got your first credit card?
Oh, gosh. Before I had my first baby.
Really? I got one in college. I actually still have it. My American Express card.
Really?
It's actually the one that was issued to me when I was in college.
Well, that was always a controversy because of credit card companies setting up on college campuses and issuing credit cards to college kids.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing about American Express was, I mean, I knew I had to pay the balance.
Yeah.
And you paid the balance.
You didn't have the option with that.
Exactly.
I mean, I had to pay what I charged.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's no minimum. It's you pay your balance.
You can't max it out and pay $50 a month for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Chrissy, have a great day. We love you, and thanks for listening.
You too. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.